Liz, I am so happy that Framebridge is a sponsor of this episode of Satellite Sisters because I have the perfect job for Framebridge.
Oh, you have something special that requires framing? Preservation for the ages?
Yes, I do, Liz, because my book, The Marriage Sabbatical, was named a People magazine pick of the week. And guess who is on the cover of the People? My girl, Valerie Bertinelli. I mean, I want the magazine, and then I want to cut out the special, you know, mention of my book all in one frame. Wouldn't that be fantastic?
That's going to be fantastic. Plus, there's your head in a bubble. You have your book, the recommendation of your book, your head in a bubble, and Valerie Bertinelli. Framebridge it, baby.
Right. I mean, Framebridge is so good at framing unique and interesting items you want to display on your wall. It's just used to be difficult to get that stuff framed and expensive, but Framebridge makes it so easy. So if you have travel souvenirs or original artwork or hotel key cards or menus or tickets or wedding invitations, Liz, do you want to frame a license plate? I know who can do it for you.
This is exciting, Lee, and welcome back, Framebridge.
And we love Framebridge because the quality is super high. Liz, both you and I have gotten personal things framed at Framebridge, and we display them proudly in our house because it's easy and affordable. You know exactly how much you're going to pay up front. The frames are gorgeous. You get fast service, free shipping, and it's super great for gifts. And guess what, Liz? Happiness guarantee. If you're not 100% happy with your piece, they will make it right. So Framebridge, get ready because my Valerie Bertinelli, People Magazine, and Marriage Sabbatical Pick of the Week mention is coming at you for framing. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
Hi, Satellite Sisters. We're excited to announce our new weekly newsletter, Pep Talk. That's right, it's happening. A little pep talk in your inbox on Fridays, starting in August. Every issue will be short and sweet with podcast highlights, our recommendations for books, TVs, and films that are going to keep you entertained, plus recipes and other, you know, tidbits. And of course, there'll be a little pep talk because we all need that right now, don't we? It's the perfect newsletter to enjoy and then share with your Satellite Sisters and Misters. You can find sign-up links all over the place, on our social media, on our website, on our Facebook, on our Instagram. We would love to have you sign up for Pep Talk now. Thanks. You're listening to Satellite Sisters.
What's a satellite sister?
The person you call when the best thing in your life happens or the worst.
The person that gets you up, gets you going, and gets you through.
And every once in a while, changes your mind.
This podcast is part pep talk, part weekly check-in.
Like grabbing coffee with a friend.
Thanks for being here. Welcome to the Satellite Sisterhood.
You're listening to Satellite Sisters. It's great to be with you today. I'm Leanne Dolan here in Pasadena, California. I'm a writer and producer, and I'm happy to say that I haven't had a root canal in 5 years. And that's going to be important when you listen to this show. Liz?
God, root canal, hilarity ensues. That's what happens here at Satellite Sisters. I'm Liz Dolan. I'm the middle sister. I'm in Bend, Oregon. And for me, I'm trying to make August all about food and fun, Leanne, which is the theme of today's episode.
Oh, good one, Liz. Love it.
I like that. Hi, I'm Julie Dolan. I'm the oldest sister, and I live in Dallas, Texas. And I've been known to snort when I can't laugh anymore. And with this episode today, I find myself snorting.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Today, we put together some highlights from Satellite Sisters years past around the theme of food and fun. But we thought we'd tell you a little bit about how we used to do the show. If you're a new listener to the show, you're lucky because you missed suffering through some of the years when we had bad audio.
We refer to it as the dark ages. Yeah. There were some years where we were wandering in the wilderness, right, Leanne?
Yeah, because we were producing the show ourselves. We were editing and engineering the show ourselves. And that meant mainly me. I have limited capabilities and also just a limited bandwidth. I felt like if I could hear it, the audio was good enough. So, but here's how we used to do the show starting in about, we got back into regular production around 2010 of Satellite Sisters. And it sort of depended on who could show on Skype the day and the time that we were recording. So there were, you know, it was a random grouping of people. You're familiar with Liz, Julie, and I. But we have two other sisters, Sheila and Monica, who did the show full-time till about 2008 and then have been part-timers ever since. So I don't know. Liz, can you describe sort of what would ensue every time we connected and we crossed our fingers?
Well, I mean, longtime listeners will be familiar with the phrase, limited connectivity. And when you're trying to put five sisters on Skype together, someone, usually Sheila, would be experiencing limited connectivity. But we made it work. And Liam, okay, so some of the highlights here, this is way back in 2012. Now everyone's doing it. Now the whole world is experiencing limited connectivity. And luckily, we're way ahead of the game on this. We figured it all out back in the day.
I was thinking about how sometimes Sheila would, one time she was actually in her car recording an episode because, I don't know, like her internet had gotten disconnected in her house. She only had a phone. She had to change her password and her, you know, every single week. So that was hard. And I believe Monica was actually at work one time in her cubicle and she was recording a show on her coffee break.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, we did what we could do. And then we decided to get back into a more regular production rhythm. And in our wisdom, we're like, well, we could double our downloads if we did two shows a week. Like, it didn't occur to us to do better shows or get a bigger audience. It just occurred to us to do more shows.
More is better.
So at that time, Julie and I were available on Tuesdays. So that's, we created what we called the Tuesday show because it was just me and Julie. Our motto was going deep on shallow topics. We decided to keep it light on the Tuesday show. That's when we started to weave in all of our TV recaps, which that became so popular, we had to spin them off into their own shows. And then we would connect on the weekend with, again, whoever could connect. Liz, you were doing a huge amount of traveling at your job at the time. So you were a gamble. And Monica and Sheila had limited interest. Their interest was waning, really, I would say, like to connect on a Sunday morning, right?
But you two were always there. Leanne and Julie kept hope alive, kept the flame burning for Satellite Sisters for a number of years.
Yes, that's absolutely true. So you're going to hear a couple of those segments from the Tuesday show today. In fact, one at the end of the show about Whole Foods. So Julie, it's a hoot. I think you'll laugh. But snort.
I'm going to laugh or snort. Yes.
I know. I listened to a whole bunch of shows just to pick out some of these segments, and it really made me laugh. Some of the idiotic things we said, the things we talked about, we really enjoyed ourselves over there on that Tuesday show.
That's right. We had no boundaries, Leanne. We could go places. We said things that we do deeply regret, but there they are.
Yes. And then we watched so many TV shows to do those TV segments. We just couldn't keep up with all the TV watching. But anyway, it's fun. It's like a fun little time capsule to hear these shows because you are going to hear Sheila and Monica's voices on these shows. You're going to hear some audio quality that's not pristine. But ironically, now everyone's back doing it on Zoom or Crowdcast or Skype or whatever they're doing. So again, we were pioneers there. I did have someone say to me the other day when I said, well, we connect via Skype. And they're like, well, that's so old fashioned. I was like, okay, it's the original. It's OG. All right. It's not
17 years we've been on Skype since I was in Moscow, Russia. Yeah. That's when we started Skype.
The new stuff doesn't work any better, says our engineer, Sergio Enriquez. So that's what you're going to hear. So the first is a classic story. Liz, you picked this one out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, root canal. What could be funnier than a root canal? So you'll hear. In the midst of a root canal, Leanne makes a couple of big, big, urgent decisions. And from there, hilarity ensues.
And then we have a couple of Whole Foods segments. What's interesting is you get the experience of the new Whole Foods in Pasadena from my point of view and then from Sheila's point of view. So there are some crossover jokes There's some callbacks. You really have to listen closely, and it's pretty funny. The segments are going to be back to back there. But first, this was a pick from Liz. We're going to start with this gem from 2018.
Now I'm moving on to how to peel a hard-boiled egg.
Oh my God.
Okay. Liz, you brought an egg in the other day.
I did.
How to peel. How to peel up for you.
Super easy.
Yeah. How'd you cook your egg?
Hot water in a pan. Here, the water boils.
Yeah.
I put the egg in it, and then I take the water off the heat. I turn it off, and I just let it sit there for, I don't know, the rest of the day.
Right. It's supposed to be just about 20
minutes.
Right.
That's completely wrong on how to boil an egg.
How do you boil your egg?
You start with the egg in the cold water, bring it to a boil. Then when it boils, you remove it from the heat. You cover it 15 minutes. That's how you boil an egg.
That's a lot of work for, that does.
No, that's easy. No, I'm with Julie. That's the way I do it. Here's this article in Prevention Magazine. they mentioned you might want to toss some baking soda in your egg to peel it. But here's the method I want you to try next time. It's called the blowing method, all right? I want someone to try this. Here's how it's supposed to work. That's what it says in Prevention Magazine. So that means no one at Prevention has tested this. It says, first crack the shell at the top and the bottom of the egg. Then peel off a quarter size hole at each end. Okay, so you've done so much work already.
Yes.
You've cracked, you've peeled. Okay, now here's what I want you to do. I want you to place your mouth over the entire top of the egg. Okay. Take the hole.
Let it just like inflate it.
And then blow, Liz, with all your might.
And the peel just blows off.
Shooting out. The egg just comes shooting out.
That is not going to happen.
That is not. No one has ever done that. Prevention Magazine.
Who would? Why?
I'm just going to blow this egg. You've already peeled half the egg.
Okay. Well, I do want someone to try that at home.
Okay. Well,
I would like to see a video of that.
There is some. They link to several YouTube tutorials. I feel like if you need a tutorial to peel an egg. First of all, you have too much time on your hands.
Yes. Hey, nobody got time for that.
Yeah. And put that on your resume. I know how to blow an egg. Okay.
Okay, Leanne, we're back. So Monica will have to tell you all about her new makeup on her own time. So we wrapped up that story. And just as a contrast, we wanted to hear, I know you've had like 10 root canals in the last 10 days. So
I have. Yeah, I have. Well, my last root canal experience really made me think of Sheila. So just at least the post root canal behavior. So I had to go in yet for another root canal. Okay. It's my fourth in a year.
Four in a year.
That's so bad. So I've reached sort of the end of my dental limit. Like, I'm not afraid of the dentist, but some of these are really bad, long appointments. Mm-hmm. And it has nothing to do with the dentist per se. It has to do with me and my bad teeth. So I'm getting the root canal packed. There's two appointments. Oh. I've gotten the root canal taken care of, but now it's the long 2-hour appointment where they pack the tooth with something. I have no idea what goes in there, but I know it takes forever. So clearly the pain medication is starting to wear off as the doctor is like finishing up. And honest to goodness, girls, it was the most painful, stressful dental experience I have ever had. Like, just the nerves, the roots, unbelievable.
Oh, we just sweat through your clothes?
Yes, I've done that.
I was sweating. I was shaking. And finally, he stopped. He's like, I'm just going to have to give you more pain medication, even though we're like 1 minute from the end. And at that point, I was like sobbing in the chair. Okay,
I was crying
because it was just everything about it. Like, I couldn't believe I was there again. I couldn't believe this. I couldn't believe that. So then I started to make the bargain with the devil. Like, if I can just get through this root canal and hold it together, I am going to get myself some frozen yogurt. Like, that's the only thing getting me through is I was like sweating and shaking and in pain when he stuck that giant needle in my mouth for the fourth time. And he said, which is I love, he said, you must really have fast metabolism. You really metabolize that pain medication fast. And you know, ladies, that women in our 40s, we do have fast metabolism. Yeah. I said, are you kidding me?
Shoot me up again, doctor. Come on.
I don't think it's the metabolism. So, and then finally I wanted the Froyo, and I decided in the chair as I was crying and sweating that I was going to get myself a new pair of blue jeans. If I could ever get out of that chair, that makes it all worthwhile. So I get out of the chair. I mean, I am so wobbly. I can barely walk to the car. I have to like sit and collect myself in the car just to drive the 1.3 miles to Dolce Mango, the frozen yogurt place. That's the first stop. I have to get
priorities, Lynn.
I have to get money first because I'm out of cash. And then I go into Dolce Mango. And Sheila, this is when I became you, because I was hangry. And is there another word for like hungry and shaking, or hungry and stressed out?
And when post dental, when those meds wear off, you're in an altered state. I mean,
And you're potentially drooling, which is always nice.
That's the thing, Liz. I was starving, but I couldn't actually like chew. You know, now I have fresh pain meds in me. Sheila, I go tearing into that Dolce Mango. It is like 11:45, and there's a giant sign on the door that says now new hours, noon to 10.
Oh no, Liam!
The doors open, so I'm in, and it's dark. Like they haven't turned the lights on. And I just start screaming, are you open? You open. And like the yogurt machines aren't even in place. They're clearly not open. And the poor teenage girl's like, oh, we're not open. I was like, oh, there's a problem. So then, thank God I live in a town where there are 1,000 frozen yogurt stores.
Thank God.
So then I get back in the car and I go tearing up the street to Penguins.
He tell you not to eat anything cold?
I was the only way I could get through that appointment was to promise myself Froyo. So I like go to Penguins and I secure
the bright lights. Penguins is like an operating room. It's like going from the dental chair to an operating room.
I just secured the largest chocolate frozen yogurt I could find. And I just sat in my car and I ate it. And then I was like, now I have to get the blue jeans. Like I was... couldn't even give myself a break. I was like, I've got to get some blue jeans.
You're ready for the rehab. I mean, now you know what drug addicts feel like, Leanne. That's like addict behavior.
So I look up from my Penguins, and there is a TJ Maxx. And I'm like, perfect, because I want to spend like $19.99 on blue jeans. You know, I just want blue jeans now. So I shove the rest of the Penguins Froyo in, and then I go tearing into TJ Maxx, and I'm just grabbing blue jeans off the rack, and I show up in those horrible dressing rooms, and I'm like, I have 4 items. And the woman looks at me with this mix of like pity and concern on her face. She's concerned about me, but she gives me the number 4, and I go into the dressing room, and that's when I see myself for the first time. I am so pale. I look like, you know, Nicole Kidman. I mean, I'm so pale. And then, of course, one side of my face is swollen and gigantic, okay? But the giant jaw on my left-hand side is nicely offset by the matted hair on my right hand. Because I've been in that dentist chair for 3 hours, like squirming and crying. And my hair.
Now you're jonesing for more meds.
I'm like, oh my God. No wonder she looked at me like that. And I am just, John's like, I have to get these blue jeans and get out of here.
Oh God.
It was like, I got the blue jeans I found in 1999 pair. I had to get home. I was like, what just happened? What just happened?
That's bad. Then welcome to my world.
I thought this is what Sheila goes through like twice a month. How does she do it?
I know. Well, you know what, Leanne? I feel for you. I do. And I just want you to hang in there. I know, but I'm trying to get away from that in 2012.
Okay.
I'm really making an effort to be more of a lady.
But first, Julie, I have to tell you, I did something last week that I do not normally do.
What, you took up smoking? Or, but no, what, Liam?
It's not funny, but it would be funny. Yeah, I just thought
it would be funny to see you with a cigarette. Yes, it would, Liam, because you never smoked.
Never smoked. I smoked like one cigarette in 1981, and it wasn't for me. So, no, this is something I've done more than smoking, but less than most things. I went shopping at Whole Foods.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Now, I usually only shop at Whole Foods when I watch Top Chef. Like, that's as close as I normally get to Whole Foods. We have a big, beautiful two-story Whole Foods here in Pasadena.
I've been in there, Leon. Yeah. I think I have. I've right. shopped in your Pasadena store, but even though you don't. And you love grocery stores.
I do. But it's a showplace. It was actually featured when Top Chef Masters was in L.A. They drove out to the Pasadena one to go shopping there because it is beautiful. And it has one of those fancy escalators where you can roll your card on and it takes your card up to the second.
I don't believe in those. I know they have those at Bed Bath & Beyond in Fair City as well. And those are frightening. I mean, escalators to begin with. All people hurt themselves all the time.
They kill. Escalators kill, as I often tell my children. So.
And then the idea that you would put your shopping cart.
I know.
All right.
And but I was coming home. Oh, I had spoken at a book club at Caltech, and which was delightful. And I was coming home, and in the back of my mind, I remembered, oh, Whole Foods has $10 pizzas on Thursday. Like, you know, one of those.
How is that in the back of your mind?
I don't know. Like, I go there twice a year. So and usually we only go, my husband and I will go if we've been out to like an event somewhere and there's not enough food and we're still hungry at 10 o'clock Saturday night. You know when that happens?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So we'll go to the fast food extravaganza upstairs. So I decide, you know what? $10 pizza sounds good on this particular Thursday. It'll be a nice treat for the kids. So, but then I go and I get sucked into the whole Whole Foods shopping experience, which honestly is so exhausting, Julie. It's too...
What is it that lures you in at Whole Foods?
It's just, there is food in there that I never consider purchasing, you know, at any other time, except when I'm in Whole Foods. Everything in there is food that Sheila eats. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes.
And like,
it's kale laden food. No,
or it's like 90% of it is snack food. You know, it's not actual food. Like, it's hard to just get some turkey legs there or chicken legs because there are like 27 different kinds of chicken legs. What is the difference between air chilled and non-air chilled? Julie, do you know?
It's so interesting you mention that because I've just been pondering that. I see that in my grocery store.
What is
that? I just don't know which is the best way to do you want really cold chickens or just free and easy chickens?
I don't know, Leon.
I can't help you with that. So, but yes.
It was so hard just to buy chicken legs that you turn to the snack aisle as a refuge and you come home with like sunflower carrot chips. And I actually purchased.
Yeah, that's a Sheila food.
It is, right? I don't buy food like that.
Neurotic middle sister Sheila would eat those chips. Well,
yeah.
First of all, she eats chips. Okay.
Right.
That's
a lot of chips.
I don't think you do that.
No, okay. I don't eat bars. I don't eat chips. Like, I need bigger food at my house because I have teenage boys. So I can't exist on snack food. And then, you know, all of a sudden I'm in like the beverage aisle. And Julie, I came out of Whole Foods with, you know, I love the flavored seltzer water, just the essence, you know, the zero calorie.
Yes.
We drink a lot of that at our house. We don't drink a lot of soda, but we go through a lot of seltzer. So I bought coconut flavored seltzer. What?
I know Whole Foods has a whole aisle of coconut stuff.
I don't know why.
I know coconut has properties that's supposed to be weight reducing and all of that, but it's out of control.
Wasn't it bad for us 10 years ago, though? Wasn't it like, please don't eat cookies because of the coconut oil or the palm oil? I don't understand.
So it's the same tree, Leon. It's just the palms versus the coconuts.
So then I think to myself, foolishly, like the pizza in our Whole Foods, like the bottom floor is kale and yoga clothes. You know, that's the other thing you can purchase there. And Tom's shoes. Like there's a whole wall of Tom's shoes. Okay. And then you have to go upstairs where there's a meat counter, but there's also, we have a seafood like bar inside, where literally a bar where people were like drinking wine and eating oysters at 3 p.m. on Thursday.
Woo-hoo!
And
Woo-hoo!
Then there's the whole, like in my mind, I thought there was some really good mac and cheese there, but I couldn't find that on either the vegan bar or the international food bar or the family. None of them like featured mac and cheese. And then I got distracted by the coffee. And so by the time I ordered the pizzas, I thought they would just have them there, but no, it's Whole Foods. They were making them to order. So then I had like 15 more minutes to kill. the pizzas were ready.
That's going to cost you about $100.
Exactly. Julie, exactly.
Whole Foods.
I was like, now I am going to buy some yoga pants here because I have 15 minutes to kill. And then I saw those poor mothers who clearly had been there for 8 or 9 hours with their children. You know, the next thing you know, you're there, you don't leave, you're eating free samples. I mean, at one point, this woman came up to me and I'm like, oh, dang, who is she? Oh, gosh, she walked right up to me so purposefully. I'm like, I'm sure I've met her at some book club. Oh, what's her name? And she's like, would you like to sample one of my gluten-free crackers? I didn't know her, Julie.
But see, just in your mind, you're a Pasadena celebrity. Yeah. So at any moment, people could be rushing up to you to just meet you, to talk about your books, et cetera. Yeah, I bet that is a constant pressure for you.
It is. And so I tasted the gluten-free crackers because I had 15 minutes to kill. And then I bought them, even though and they were like,
because you felt guilty?
No, because I was at Whole Foods and you get Whole Foods brain. Like I walked over to the refrigerated section and I ended up buying like hand fermented sauerkraut and like, you know, pickles that have been fermented by elves. And I got home. I'm like, these are bread and butter pickles. I don't even like those. Just the whole, I had a whole cart full of things I did not need and will never buy again. And so I just can't go in there. That is, I need a more straightforward grocery store.
You need the
experience.
Structure, Leon, of a traditional grocery store.
I really do. I need
you have
one.
To stay in the lines. Do not, it was clearly outside of your bubble.
Yeah.
You couldn't handle it.
No.
And just don't go back again.
I can't go back. And now I can see there were people there. They have couches like in the middle of our Whole Foods. Like
you do?
Yes. Couches? No, there's a whole coffee lounge set up. I can't even tell you. You know, they have live bands there at our Whole Foods Saturday night. It's a giant singles scene. What, again, there's the oyster bar. There's the wine bar. There's the couches. That's not a grocery store, Julie. That's an airport or something. You know, I don't need that. So I was so embarrassed by the seltzer with coconut water. I just am leaving them in my car. I didn't even.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, what does it taste like, Leon?
It tastes disgusting, Julie. And but I paid like.
The lesson, little sister.
It is. I'm not going back there. So but there you have it. It's just not my kind of thing.
It's the power of persuasion.
It is. It is.
In there, and you can't resist it.
You can't. You can't. And then you come home with hand-pickled bread and butter pickles that you have zero use for. I couldn't offload them on anyone.
I feel the same way about Trader Joe's. Now, we're getting at Trader Joe's in my neighborhood in Dallas, and I'm very worried about it because I feel like it's the same thing, that you go in there. They don't really have produce. It's not a real grocery
store.
No, it's just... It's again.
They have more produce than they used to, but it's a small person. Right. You're going to end up buying like 26 kinds of tapenade.
Yes, and chocolate covered pretzels.
Right.
And things that I don't need or shouldn't eat.
What yes, exactly. It is very similar. Like I go to Trader Joe's maybe once a month because they're a cup. But if you go more than that, you start to just get Trader Joe face, which is just. It's like, it's because you've eaten so much sodium, your face starts to blow up. Because you think, oh, it's Trader Joe's, it's healthy. And you just, the next thing you know, you're just a giant sodium-laden Trader Joe face.
I've been in the house a lot, so I don't go out much. But I have, Leanne, I really wanted to commend you on your story about the Urban Sweat Lodge. I'm glad you shined a light on this kind of trend that's happening, especially in Pasadena where we live. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of funky things going on around here that I think we need to be aware of. But I haven't been to the Urban Sweat Lodge, but I've been going to a couple stores, you know, faithfully for many years. And one is Whole Foods, and I need to talk about something that's happening at Whole Foods. So,
Okay.
I would call it whole wine and beer. I mean, I think we just take off the word foods and just put whole wine and beer, because that is what it is at this point. Now, we have the flagship store in Pasadena. It's a two-story Whole Foods. And I'd say pretty much three quarters of the upstairs is wine, wouldn't you say, Leanne?
I mean, it is a huge portion of it, wine, but it's, you know, it's also chips. It's I would call it wine, beer, and gluten-free chips.
Okay, all right, but I agree with you there, Leanne. But lately, in the last 2 weeks, what they've done is they started moving the wine downstairs and putting it in very very strange places in the store. So I just jotted down some of the pairings that they have in wine language, some of the pairings they have. So they basically slapped a huge wine cabinet, a huge display of wine next to these items. Okay.
Yeah.
So basically now, and the first three are understandable, peaches and wine. Okay. Mm. So peaches are in season. So they put a big wine display right next to the peaches. All right, I can see it. Okay, cheese and wine go together. That is true. Dried fruit and wine, okay? Mm-hmm. Very few people go to the back of the Whole Foods where the dried fruit is. Do you even know where it is, Leanne?
No, I don't. I don't go there as much as you, because I don't buy that many gluten-free chips. Okay. I have very few needs for that.
Okay, so now they have dried fruit and wine. So they've just put a huge wine display in the back of the store, just in case you're trying to, you know, sneak out the back exit, you can get a bottle of wine. but upstairs is where they've gone crazy. Okay, so now they had a great coffee department. It's now coffee and wine.
Oh, really?
So they have wine. Wine is encroaching on everything. Mm-hmm. Now, one is a big ticket items, the big sellers there is the kombucha, which is just a joke. Kombucha, now kombucha and wine. Okay, just in case you don't get drunk enough on the fermented kombucha, you can take a bottle of wine and down it. Okay?
Sheila, I hate to say this out loud, but I think you're totally right. I think I have I've observed the same thing in my Whole Foods. I was there last night, and like at the end of every aisle, there was a stack of wine. Yes. It's just like cases of wine stacked all over the place.
Yes, Liz.
Okay.
Okay. The last four pairings, this is where, you know, this is where it just gets ridiculous. Kale chips and wine. Okay, land chips.
Yep.
Seen the kale chips. I've tried them. They're foul. The kale chips.
Wow, that's shocking.
Frozen meat and wine. So just shoved a wine display right next to the frozen meat. Paper towels and wine. Okay.
Well, if it's red wine, you're going to need the paper towels.
Yeah.
I was kind of waiting for you to say like diapers and wine.
Okay. My final item is my favorite. Organic baby wipes and wine. So, Liz, you've noticed this too.
I happened to be in the Whole Foods in Brentwood last night, And like every time you go to take a turn, there's a stack of cases of wine there now.
Yes.
And I was actually in the meat department just getting a little bit hamburger. Obviously, the other problem with Whole Foods is the people who shop there, right? That's a situation. So I had a situation in front of me where the guy who was shopping, he was doing a custom order for every member of his family. So if you can imagine, and he had like four little kids with him. So he's like, okay, Bobby, what kind of hamburger do you want?
And then he
would have the guy behind the counter, like, how lazy do you have to be to not just buy a couple of pounds of hamburger and form it into patties yourself when you get home? I mean, it was just, I couldn't believe it. He was like, could you make that into a patty for me? So the guy behind the counter is like, yeah. And, you know, so 10 seconds later, it's a patty. And then he's asking things like, what do I need to put on this? And he's like, a little salt and pepper would be good. He's like, okay, salt. We'll have to get some of that. And it was just, and then he was like, okay, now could we have a salmon burger for her? And could we have, we'll have the, all of these are separate transactions. I was completely going crazy, which is what allowed me to notice that I was also completely hemmed in by cases of wine.
Yes. You are hemmed in.
And like, I thought I could make a break for it and just go over to the sushi bar and come back while he was finishing his custom orders. But no, there was too much wine blocking my egress. So I was trapped there.
So I know. Well, Whole Foods. Yes. So just, Leanne, I know you don't go there, but Monica, if you do, people listening, just be prepared, you know, because they may encroach on that chip aisle, Leanne.
I know.
God forbid they encroach on the chip area, because, but they are going for it at Whole Foods and Wine. Okay, the other store I go to on a daily basis is Target. And one of the joys of going to Target for me is just going there. You know, if it's hot outside, you can spend a couple hours in Target just wandering around, right?
You can.
I mean, you basically, once you get that big red cart, I consider myself under the influence. I mean, you know, you are drugged. You are drugged in that store. And sometimes I just like to go up to the house where it's like the other day and stare at, you know, table runners for about 20 minutes. And fantasize about what would be like if I ever had a dinner party, which I never will. And, you know, I like to look at table runners and different things in this store. Well, and be left alone, because basically everyone at Target is working at the checkout. Wouldn't you say, Leanne? I mean, there are people at Target, Target is not a store where people are going to follow you and say, how can I help you?
No, yeah, there's no help there.
There's no help.
No, they're either checking out or restocking. And make that clear.
Guess what? In the last 2 weeks, they've had some kind of marketing meeting where... Or it could just be me, someone who enjoys spending 20 minutes in the table runner section. I've had several people come up to me in the last couple of weeks asking me, can I help you with anything?
That's a sea change.
Major sea change at Target.
Have you looked suspicious in any way?
I don't think I look suspicious. Uh-huh. I think I'm doing what everybody else is doing, just spacing out and spending money on things that you don't think that you don't even know that you need. I mean, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You wander around and you pick stuff up. So basically at Target, they are targeting customers now and they're going up to you and asking you. So I think you have to be ready with a response, because no one goes to Target with a list of things that they need. You just go to Target because you feel like going to Target, right?
No. Yeah, I did just a walkthrough. I did a walkthrough yesterday.
So I just want to say to people going to Target, just be prepared with an answer, you know, because there are customer service now. They may come up to you and ask if you need any help.
Okay, it's Liz. Talk about hilarity ensues. That's I've got some abdominal pain, sisters. You on the whole food trends. I like it. Anyway, I did want to remind people that during the whole month of August, we're still operating in real time in all of our social media. So in the Facebook group, in the Facebook page, on Instagram, you'll be able to find the latest from us, including Cooking with Liz. I'm keeping at it in my backyard in Bend. So stay in touch with the whole community, Facebook group, Facebook page, and Instagram.
Okay. And you can find us at Sat Sisters on at Instagram. That's our handle. So that's the place to go. But just search Satellite Sisters. You'll find us. It's a good reminder, Liz. We're still out there in real time living our real lives.
Yes.
Even though on the podcast it's 2014 and we're confused. We're confused by coconut water. So there you have it. We would like to thank our sponsors for this week's Satellite Sisters. We really do appreciate the companies that support our show, and we appreciate the Satellite Sisters and Misters that support these companies. A big thanks to all of them this week. Also, a big thanks to Sergio Enriquez, who's really been helpful putting all these shows together for August. Thank you, Sergio. We miss you. Just want to remind you, you can also subscribe to our new newsletter if you want to stay in touch. That's called Pep Talk. You can find links and sign up forms all over our social media sites and our website, satellitesisters.com. All right, sisters, have a great week.
You too, Leanne.
You too, Leanne.
And don't forget, call your satellite sister.